This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Halloween. Yeah, we dressed up this morning. Check it out on our social, Instagram, and Facebook. We tried our best. We really did. The kids are the ones that get really excited about dressing up.
Well, is it just the kids? I mean, I think every workplace should lighten up a little bit today, don't you think? I just watched a man with a briefcase get out of his car. He's dressed like a can of Coke.
Really?
And walked down the street into a very businesslike.
Yes!
He had his tie and his thing, but he just had like the soft, like Coca-Cola can over him, walking very like he wasn't dressed as a can of Coke.
What's funny
is, I love it.
You have a different angle outside. I'm looking this
right.
way, you're looking that way, and I see your eyes, and I'm like, what is she doing?
Yeah,
who's she looking at out there?
I'm looking at the man dressed as a can of Coke.
All right, there you go.
It's just a day. It's one day,
yeah.
Right? One day a year. Lighten up. Especially if you have employees who have kids in elementary school, let them leave to go see their kids in that little parade. The schools, they have made it to where at least, you know, I've noticed that they've made it to where you can't wear your costumes to school. They still need a full day of education, okay? So they took that away, but they do let the kids bring it like in a bag. And then towards the end of the day, there's a Halloween parade. And because the weather's so nice today, it'll probably be outside.
Yeah,
should be. They'll probably parade them outside and let them put on their costumes. And those kids are so excited to see their parents' face. Seeing a parent's face, you don't understand. I know they'll see them all the time on the weekend and all the time after school. But to see a parent's face when you're at a little parade like that, it means the world to them. And as a parent, you feel guilty not being there.
Well, and bosses, if you're listening, this would be a great opportunity. Hey, go to the parade and
go
then come back
to work. Parade,
yeah,
and then come
take
back
an
to
hour.
Work. I'm
yeah.
telling you, that it's quick. And Steve has never seen one parade. Not one, because he always had to work. Now mine, thankfully, my schedule's always allotted. I've been able to be there. And I take a video and send it to him and stuff. But we'll never get those years back. Our kids are grown and gone. Like, past that phase.
That's what's great about these smartphones now with the great cameras and videos on it. You're holding on to memories. But think about it. Are you going to take a PTO day just to go see your kids parade? Perhaps. Back in the day, we used to have to fake sick. Sick day, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's worth it for the kids. I agree.
I mean,
I missed
now,
out on several things that I wish I would have went to.
And that's just it. Don't make them choose. Just let them go to their, if they've got like a third grader, a second grader, just know their kids are going to have a parade today at school and just let them go.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Sign my petition.
By the way, if you dressed up at work and you decorated the office, please send us pictures. You
love
can send
to see it
to bo@wbee.com, bo@wbee.com. Right now, though, it's time to start Ticket Tag Thursday for Guitars and Stars tickets and get qualified for the grand prize, getting to meet the artists when they're here. Now, the first one, we're looking for call number 10 right now, 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. Call number 10 wins. You started. But then the 9-10, the 10-10, and throughout the day going to Billy, you got to know the winner that won before you and what city they're in. Right now, though, is the easy one. Just be call number 10, and the tickets are yours. Ticket Tag Thursday with the B.
For Guitars and Stars tickets, is another winner.
Hey, Garrett, what are you up to? Working or playing?
I'm working. I wish I was playing.
What do you do for a living?
I work for Taylor Heating, HVAC.
All right. Everybody wants to not really be warm today, though.
Right. I got to go fix an AC today. Ain't
all
that
right.
funny?
There you go.
Oh,
hey,
man.
It's Ticket Tag Thursday, and you're call number 10!
Woo!
Awesome.
Congratulations.
I'm so happy.
Wednesday, November 13th, we're going to have Warren Ziders, Chris Lane, Brian Martin, Chase Beckham, Josh Ross, and Restless Roads. Six artists all on stage together for one night only. It's all happening over at the Auditorium Theater.
And you're also qualified to possibly win that grand prize of meeting and greeting with the artist.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Who are you going to bring with you?
I'm not sure right now.
Ooh,
to be determined.
Are open.
Yes, to be determined for sure.
Garrett, are you going to use these tickets as a casting net, perhaps, on the dating apps?
No. I don't touch those things. Okay. Sorry.
Congratulations. Enjoy. Tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE. I love the B Morning Coffee Club. This is Garrett from Greece. Tag, you're it.
All right. It is your B Morning Coffee Club. Ticket tag Thursday continues at 9:10. Last night, though, how embarrassing. Have you ever dined and ditched?
Oh, gosh, no.
By accident.
Oh, yes. I have done that by accident.
So at Salvatore's.com on Bay Road in Webster, having fun with everybody, taking pictures, videos, singing happy birthday, giving away guitars and stars tickets. And then Celeste and I get in the car and we're driving away. And I go, oh, my God. And I hit the brakes before we get out of the parking lot. She starts screaming, what? What? I go, I forgot to pay the bill.
We just stole food.
She goes, turn around, you knucklehead. So I turn around and the car's running. I'm jumping out. I'm like, hey, Roxanne behind the bar. I got to settle up the tab. Well, it was so busy. They didn't even notice, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
But I felt so bad. I gave a bigger tip. It was so funny, though. It wasn't on purpose, yeah. But the oh, my God.
It
oh, my goodness.
It still feels just as guilty like you had done it on purpose.
Yeah.
I was trying to impress Steve on one of our first couple dates, so I didn't wear glasses. I don't know what I was doing. I just knew, you know where this is going. I just knew it was New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. and I had bought this really pretty outfit, and I was like, I'm not going to wear glasses. Like, I just want to look like I don't every single day. So I did my makeup, and we're sitting in this restaurant, and for whatever reason, he had asked me to... Here, you know, left his card, said he had to use the restroom, and could I settle everything up? And so I signed all the papers, and we left, and he goes, huh, that doesn't seem like much. And I go, what? And he goes, I don't think you left the right amount. And I go, I got to be honest with you, I wear glasses. And I'm not entirely sure the numbers I was looking at. So we were, thank God we were in the parking lot, but we were in the car. We're about ready to leave. Yeah. And I would have had no idea. So he said, oh my gosh, good thing I went back in. Cause she was standing, like the waitress was standing at our table, like feeling abandoned, like staring at this bill that we just paid wrong. So yeah, I think it was like 110, but I wrote 11 or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was really bad, you guys.
It's by accident.
Just wear the glasses. That's the moral of the story.
Speaking of that, go to our Facebook. Okay, we're dressed up today, but you see the pictures last night from Webster on Facebook and Instagram. Peggy had glasses very similar to yours, but she had pumpkins around the frame.
Aww.
And I go, those are great glasses, she goes, and she pulled them off. What are they called where you could pull them off?
Oh, yeah, they're magnetic. They're pair. I have those.
Yes. And so she's like, oh, I've got Christmas trees. I've got sports teams. I got all. I'm like, I didn't know this. This is so cool. They're called pairs?
Pair eyewear.
Pair eyewear.
It's like magnetic frame. So you can go through and change them all out.
It was great. I saw Peggy and I was just hanging out and I'm like showing off to everybody. She's like, I don't have to do this for everybody. I'm like, no, these are so cool. Look, pumpkins on, pumpkins off. I was impressed.
It takes so little to amuse you, you know? Do it again, Patty!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.